בעזרת השם, we're going to continue in ליקוטי מוהר"ן שיעור בעזרת השם, תורה למד, 30th תורה, paragraph וו. רבנו is saying, ולפעמים, and sometimes, שנופל חס ושלום בחינות המלכות דקדושה, when the holy kingdom is falling חס ושלום, sometimes the person is losing his faith and he cannot pray to Hashem, this is what it means, Malchut Dikdusha, that he's praying to Hashem. It's written Malchut Peh, the kingdom is the mouth. The mouth of the person, this is the tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to control our lives with. And a king, a person that controls himself and have the ability to influence and to help and to have mercy on his followers, students, friends, kids, wife. In this generation also we can add parents, that we are their parents a lot of times. If a person doesn't have the Malchut Dikdusha, the Holy Kingdom, means that he's praying to Hashem Yitbarach using his mouth, means that he's got faith. He cannot control nothing. Everyone are suffering in this world, with no exceptions. Once there was a reality like that, that you can think that people were succeeding, people were running, chasing after money, and suddenly they would become to be so rich and so successful. But now you can see that no one's escaped from the tests of time. No one. Like that Rav Shalom is saying always, O Emunah, O Gehenom, O Faith, O Hell. Every moment of the life, every moment. And it's written on the future, there is a verse that is saying, Lirga'im tivchanenu, that Hashem is testing us every moment. Every moment a person has another test. Test in faith. Means that now you had a test, if to wake up in the morning to pray Shachrit or not. Now, you made that, and you stood up, went out of bed, now you're going to have another test. If to run, to do Netilat Yadayim first, or to go to the bathroom without Netilat Yadayim, it's a second test. Now, after that you chose, you're going to have a third test. If to lift the seat of the toilet, or to let your wife clean it for you, or your roommates to clean it for you, another test. And every moment, and after every decision, you're going to have another test. Every moment a person has a test. And even after failures, even after that you're falling, this is the main tests after falling. That in that place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing you, if you're going to go back to the source of good, to Hashem Yitbarach, and you're going to confess and start over and cheer up. Or that you're going to go down with your sadnesses and chasing after yourself and blaming yourself. And those are the main tests. A lot of times, person thinks that the test that he's got is physical, if to sin or not. But a lot of times, and it's written in the book Shar HaGilgulim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not judging you at all on the physical avera that you fell into. That you committed a horrible crime, you sinned, you break Shabbos, you're doing something horrible, you lied, you stolen, you cheat, you done something. A lot of times HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not judging you at all on that sin. Just the test is how you're gonna deal with it after the fact. after that you fail, after that you insulted someone, after that you offended someone, after that you stolen something, how are you going to deal with it now? If you're going to attach yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, if you're going to hold the midah of tshuva, to confess and to move on, to believe in the power of tshuva, to know that if you sin and you regret, a person that sinned, the most horrible sin in the world, Rabbeinu said, like that you see me now, means that you're holding me as a huge tzaddik, even if I'm going to commit the worst avera in the world, that it means eshet ish, or zera lebatala, I'm going to do tshuva on that, and I'm going to start over, and there's going to be no difference between before to after. A person is sinning and he's falling, and then that falling is dragging him to sadnesses and frustrations and angers, and suddenly he feels all alone and abandoned, and he's not part of the yeshiva anymore, and what he gonna do now, and for sure Hashem is angry at him, and there is no tikkun to people like those, and what I'm gonna do, and what's gonna be in Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur, in Judgment Day, in the world to come. All of those are advices of the Yetzer Hara. Advice of the Yetzer Hara. It's not coming from the Holy Torah. The Holy Torah and the real righteous people are saying, and the Torah Shebaal Peh is saying to all of us, that after that the person sinned, he needs to do tshuva and move on. This is it. The mitzvah of tshuva, this is the biggest gift that we received from the Creator. And He gave us that ability. And it's the easiest mitzvah of them all. Even though the Rambam is writing that in the way that you sin, this is the way that you should do tshuva, means that if you were sweating while sinning, so you need to sweat during your tshuva process, and if you're just going to say, alright, I regret, I'm sorry, and you're going to move on, it's not a complete tshuva. Still, they're not claiming, they're not asking from you, from heaven, to do something that is more than your abilities. Means if you don't have a heart to regret, you cannot regret with a complete heart. So actually the tshuva is depend in your abilities. And you should do as much tshuva as you can. If you don't have a leg, how are you going to run with two legs? If you don't have a heart, how are you going to do tshuva with a broken heart, with a complete heart? You don't have a heart. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu not going to complain on you, on your tshuva process. This is why that wonderful advice of 1 hour hitbodedut a day, this is the solution. And Rabbeinu explained it to us in a lot of places how we should do tshuva. And there is the maximum that you can achieve in tshuva, in itbodedut, that you're canceling yourself totally to Hashem Yitbarach, and you're attached to Hashem, and it's Hashem talking through your mouth, and you don't feel nothing, and you're not there at all, and it's all Divine Spirit, that it's mamash, you've been united, canceled to infinity, to I don't know what. Never been there. Never felt that. And the minimum is that you're waiting in the field, in a closed place, hoping to be able to talk to Hashem for an hour. Hoping. There was an Admor, a rabbi, that came to Rabbi Natan and told him, I have a student that know to say 1,000 pages of Gemara by heart. Rabbi Natan told him, I have a student that can say Riboino Shel Olam 1,000 times. This is a lot bigger than to be able to say 1,000 pages of Gemara. Say Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam. You don't have words in the Itbodedut, but you're spending time with Hashem. Me, myself, yesterday night, I made a few hours in Itbodedut. I was looking for a place to go, thought maybe to the Kotel, decided not to go, wanted to go to a certain woods, field, couldn't go over there also. Had my confusions, my problems. went to a certain yard, backyard in a certain field, in a certain neighborhood, and in that place I was talking to Hashem Yitbarach something like 3 hours, and I didn't have words of Itbodedut almost at all. This morning I was driving a friend to the mikveh. I told him that I think that the words that you can speak in 15 minutes Itbodedut, those are the words that I was talking in 3 hours. Didn't have a lot of words to say. I had a lot of things to talk to Hashem about, but I couldn't find the words. And during the Itbodedut, I felt that I'm not talking. I have so many things to talk about, so many things to ask, so many things to do tshuva on, and I cannot find the words. So during the Itbodedut, I said to Hashem Yitbarach, thank you, Boro Olam, that you let me spend time with you now, talking, not talking, in the field, in the Itbodedut. You were spending 3 hours with Hashem. You were spending 1 hour with Hashem. You were spending 10 minutes with Hashem. Can you pay for that? Is there a certain amount that you can pay to get something like that? How much are you going to pay to sit with a millionaire, with a billionaire that's going to help you? People dedicate years from their lives to set a meeting with a billionaire to get something from him. And in the end, disgrace in tons you can get. Baruch Hashem. This is what it's written on Tzedakah. That disgrace you're going to receive a lot, for sure, don't worry. And few coins also, by the way. But with Hashem Yitbarach, you're coming to the one that if really we're going to work on ourselves to have faith, we're going to realize that this is the one that can give you everything. Everything, everything. Today one of the friends in the yeshiva told me his story of tshuva. You're going to be amazed. It's not exist. It's not reality at all. It's something that Hashem is doing with the person with no connection to the nature. They were chilonim. Few of you know that person. He lived with you in the dorms. He and his wife, they were married. They couldn't survive here in Eretz Israel because of Parnassah. They decided to move to Australia. She took their two kids, young kids, to Australia, and he was working on visa, on Ishurim, to get Ezrachut. Come on. Citizenship?
Yeah.
In Australia. For 10 months, he couldn't get it. And they were torn. And in that time, 10 months, she in Australia started to do tshuva. She went to a bookstore, a Jewish bookstore, to buy a book about kashrut. She wanted to learn about kashrut. And she saw the book, Garden of Faith. She bought that book. She read that book and she was totally happy and committed and decided that for sure they have to do tshuva. And she sent him that book. He read that book and he was very excited. They were chilonim before, totally chilonim. He read that book and he was so excited and he decided that he's going to go to Jerusalem. He was living in Tel Aviv, in Allenby with his brother, had earrings and everything, chiloni. And he decided to go to the Kotel HaMa'aravi. He went to the Kotel HaMa'aravi, and one time he was, it's written the site of the yeshiva, Breslev site, in the. So he was also watching one shiur of Rav Shalom in the internet, but so he was charmed by a Rav, but he wasn't paying so much attention. And one day he decided, after finishing the book Garden of Faith, to go to the Kotel HaMa'aravi. And he came to Jerusalem, went to the Kotel HaMa'aravi. He was praying to Hashem Yitbarach to help them with Parnassah, with receiving the visa and everything. And he was starting walking back to Central Station from the Kotel HaMa'aravi. And he's walking and he's telling me that he was rolling a cigarette here, walking, and he was looking for fire. He saw here a religious person. And he asked him for fire. Came here to the entrance of Yeshiva Chut Shel Chesed, wasn't aware to the fact that it's Yeshiva Chut Shel Chesed of Rav Shalom Arush, asking fire from a friend. gave him fire, sitting, talking about Judaism, about Tshuva. Tell him, maybe you're going to come to the yeshiva. Tell him, oh, it's a yeshiva. I told him, yes, come in. He went in, sitting a few minutes, learning, enjoyed. Told him, you have to listen to shiur of our rabbi. Told him, who is your rabbi? He said, Rav Shalom Arush. He didn't even pay attention. He didn't remember the name. Told him, when you have a shiur? He said, tomorrow, come tomorrow. He said, you know what? I'm going to come. So nice. That person was very nice. He came. When he saw Rav, he couldn't believe. He went outside. He wasn't shiur. He went outside after the shiur. He saw on the table, on the Dukhan of the Afatzah, they distribute the book, Garden of Faith. He was almost fainted. He couldn't believe. He sat with one of the Avrechim, started to talk to him. He let him meet Harav. He met Harav. They talked to his wife. His wife came back. They got married maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago. That person, he lives now in the building of Rav Berland in Chumash Rishit. Miracles beyond logic. Things that you see, Hashem Itbarach is opening for each and every one of us the path of tshuva that is perfect for you. And you cannot even try to compare yourself to someone else or to think about some situation that someone else is going through in life, because there is no connection. You have different lifetimes and different midot that you need to work on, and different tikkunim that and amounts of suffering that you need to go through, and other people that you need to meet, and other thoughts that you need to go through, and everything is perfect just for you. And you're not allowed to criticize, not yourself, and not to think about other people, and only just to remember that it's all Hashem, and to throw all of your wisdoms, throw it, push it, reject it, throw it, cancel it, mamash, spam it, reject it. Bad thoughts, it's Yetzer Hara. Good thoughts, it's the tzaddik, it's the righteous man, it's your neshama that is talking from inside. Good thoughts, how I'm going to get closer to Hashem, how I'm going to believe more in Hashem, how I'm going to dedicate more time to Avodat Hashem, how I'm going to put more effort in Avodat Hashem. Bad thoughts, I'm so tired, I don't know what to do, I'm so confused, I have so many options. Yetzer Hara, throw it away, run to the field. Please Hashem Yitbarach, I have filthy thoughts, I have bad thoughts, give me the right thoughts, let me be happy, let me be calm, let me be relaxed, let me know what I should do. Bar Olam, without you I'm lost without you. Please, Bar Olam, heal me. Simple words like those gonna bring Mashiach. Simple words like those gonna bring the salvation, the Geulah that we're all waiting for. Gonna bring all of the salvations that each and every one of us needs and waits to have. And we have to have all of the salvations and everything. And Hashem knows it. And Hashem wants you to have it a lot more than you want it yourself. You can relax yourself with your desires and stupid lusts. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying and he's waiting. When you're going to attach yourself to the purpose, to the Tachlit. When you're going to know him. When you're going to call him always. When you're never going to forget him. Hashem wants you to succeed a lot more than you want to succeed. Hashem, he is a father that wants his son to succeed. Us, as parents even, we want our sons to succeed. If you would have the ability to give to your son $1 million, a wife, a house, that you're going to be a Talmid Chacham, that you're going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, you would stop that Chas Shalom from your son? Of course not. You would give that to him? Of course. Here, my son, take, here's a great wife, don't worry. You would give that wife to him. Here, amazing house, Jerusalem, 7 rooms, a backyard, something, no leakings, promise you. No neighbors. No neighbors.
This is something that no one can promise in Jerusalem.
If you could promise that, for sure, my son, no neighbors, I promise you. So why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's got all of the abilities, and we're saying all of the time that he wants to give us, and he can do whatever he wants. Why is not giving us all of those wonderful things? Why doesn't give me that wife that I'm looking for, that house that I'm looking for, that parnasa, to be a Talmid Chacham, to be a holy person, Barolam? You don't want me to be a kosher man. What's going on? You have the ability. You're not like me, that I'm blocked, that I'm mukbal. I don't have all of the abilities. You have. So why that Father of Mercy is not revealing all of His mercy, so to speak, Chas v'shalom, to say something like that? Because we're not coming to take. Because if He's gonna give it to you without your effort of asking it from Him, it's gonna be exactly like the world to come. Like the world before of creation, that all of the souls were there. They all were attached and one, united with Hashem Yitbarach. And they would receive from Hashem Yitbarach and being embarrassed from that. It's called bread of shame, lechem busha. And they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was us. Of course, now we regret. But then, we said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, we don't want that shame anymore. We're asking you, please, give us a solution. How are we going to be worthy to receive that as a reward on our good actions? That we're going to be worthy. And He found that wonderful solution for us to go to the darkness, to those filthy places, to this world that is hiding the light of Hashem Yitbarach. And from the depths of this world, when we're calling Him, when we're asking Him, we become to be worthy. And there is a rule in this creation that on everything that you want to achieve, there is a certain amount of prayers that you should pray. And if you're going to complete that amount, you're going to receive it with no shame. Means with a complete faith. Yagata umatzata ta'amin. You're going to put the effort, you're going to find it, and you're going to believe that it's from Hashem. And you're not going to think that, I made it, I done that, I have a success in that, I'm talented in that, Baruch Hashem, I'm so successful, I'm so wise, I'm so and so. Imaginations. You're going to believe in Hashem Yitbarach even after succeeding. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu know that you, to achieve that attachment to Hashem Yitbarach, have to go through certain difficulties, because you're not opening your mouth without difficulties. Immediately when you have wealth, you're kicking everything. You're rejecting everything. This is our nature. Vayishman yeshurun ve'ivat. That when Am Yisrael become to be satisfied and fat, they're kicking. They're kicking. In the beginning, you're thanking Hashem, thank you very much, and then you become to be rich. And you're building a very thick gate in front of your house, and beggars cannot knock on your doors anymore, and you're not smiling to everyone anymore, and you're driving only BMW and Mercedes, and I don't know what. And you live in imaginations that you are a reality, and you don't remember the days that you were poor. This is why Bara Olam is pushing us back to poverty, spiritual poverty, to sin again, to fall again, to fail again, to mistake again, to do the dumbest, stupidest things in the world, the biggest, worst mistakes, that we're going to realize that we are nothing, that we need Hashem, that we should ask from Hashem, and that we cannot succeed without Him. And until that we're going to have that understanding established as our wisdom, that I am nothing, until that moment, we're going to have thousands of up and downs, and prepare yourself to more thousands of up and downs. And we should be happy from those downs, and we should be afraid from those ups. Because lifnei shever gaon, before that the person is breaking, he's become arrogant. Because that you were arrogant, Hashem broken your success, that you're going to be humble. So from the success, we should be afraid a lot more than from failures. Because what failure is going to bring you to? Do tshuva? This is what the Rav Shalom said, that the Yetzer Hara, now he's in depression. From all of Chassid Breslev, he's in depression. He doesn't have no solution anymore. Why? Because even if you're sinning, you're falling, now you're doing tshuva, And now your avonot becomes to be zchuyot. It's tshuva me'ava. It's bodedut. It's tshuva me'ava. It's become to be your merit. And Rav Shalom said that a person that is doing 1 hour tshuva every day, even his mazid, think that he made in purpose. I heard him saying that in those ears. I have one. He said, even the mazid, even things that you've done with purpose, with bad meaning, to sin, to lachis, mazid, they become to be your merit. They become to be zchuyot. So what's the Yetzirah going to do? He's got only one thing. To push you down to sadness. To sadness. To laziness. And by that sadness, you by yourself going to decide that you're dropping Avodat Hashem. That you don't want to go to the yeshiva anymore. I don't need that place anymore. I don't have the power for those people anymore. I don't want this wife. She's making me crazy. Why I should suffer so much? And all of the advice of the Yetzirah going to come from you, from inside. You cancel yourself to the Yetzirah by sadness. The only advice that we have in this generation, and it's a very hard generation, very hard war against the Yetzirah. And Tanaim and Amoraim were crying, welcome our good friend Asher, welcome home. Tanaim and Amoraim were crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He will not going to bring them down back to this world in the last generation. Huge tests. Lirgaim tivchanenu. Every moment you have a test of faith. Every moment. In the success, don't forget Hashem. When you're failing, don't forget Hashem. Every moment to remember Hashem Yitbarach. There is a person standing in front of you. It's the biggest test of them all. To do what? To remember that it's Hashem, it's Barach standing in front of you. The Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, the Hasidim, the Mekubalim, they're writing that a person, when you see a person, you should have a certain yichud that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Havaya. And when you see a woman, you're standing in front of a woman, you need to have a different yichud, that she is Adni, a different name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what you need to think. What it means by Pshat? We're not in the level of Kabbalah. By Pshat, bring it down to our life. That you're going to remember that this is the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the face of Shechina HaKadosha. And it's Hashem talking to you through the Baal HaBayit, through the boss, through your wife, through your kids. Hashem, Ani Hashem. There is nothing except of Hashem in all of the situation. He's the clerk in the bank, he's the police officer, he's checking your passports in the borders, everything. There is nothing except of Hashem. And when you're going to remember that, and also going to remember that Hashem, he's the meaning of the name, Yudke Vavke, Hashem, is Rachmanut, it's mercy. You're going to be happy 24/7. Every lack of happiness, it's lack of faith. Lack of faith that Hashem is good. That if there was something better for me, Bara Olam for sure would give that to me. Because He's Father of Mercy. He loves me. And there is no one that can love more than the source of love. His name is love. Ahava, it's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the source of love, source of good, source of mercy, source of kindness, of all good. If there was something better for His Son, He wouldn't give that. Mean that what that I have, it's the best that I can have. And I should convince myself on that, like we said yesterday, and in the shiur before, Shchora ani ve'nava, I'm black, but still I'm beautiful. What it means? It means that I need to convince myself. We're not saying it to Hashem. Hashem is judging us in a positive way already before. We don't need to tell Him, Hashem, please, judge us to kaf zchut. You don't need to tell Him that. He know all of that. To ourselves, we need to say that. Even though that I'm falling, I'm still good. I have a neshama elokit. I'm all good. I'm all good. I'm a son of a king. I'm a prince that made out of good stones. Even the smallest ones, the most emptiest people of Am Israel are full with mitzvot like a pomegranate. Rav Shalom said, it's a verse of that generation. In this generation, thousands of mitzvot. Billions of mitzvot. You cannot run away from. Even if you're going to decide not to keep no mitzvah today, you're not able to do that. You're not able not to think about Hashem. You're not able to do that. You're not able. Boram is forcing himself on Am Yisrael. Or that you're going to accept the Torah Kedoshah, or that here I'm going to bury you. He's telling you that every moment. All of the Torah Kedoshah, every moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing us to join Him. And He's smiling to us so much, with so many gifts. There were two Talmidei Chachamim that in the time of Tnuat HaAskala, all of the Kfirot, they were sitting together and they said to themselves, this is it. We need to find proofs that there is no Hashem Yitbarach in the world. This is it. We need to sit now this night. We're going to find the answer for all of that scam that there is no creator at all in the world. And today we're going to bring it out from the Gemara. And tomorrow morning, this is it. And they sat all night long, opening more Gemarot and finding proofs that it's all a scam. It's all a lie. Chas v'shalom. And in the morning, when it was dawn, one of them saying to his friend, this is it? It's a conclusion? It's right? He's telling him, yes, no doubt about it. We have to publish it, we have to tell it to all of the world, and this is it. There is no creator at all, chas v'shalom. His friend is telling him, all right, we're going to do that, we're going to succeed in that, we found the proof. While they're closing the books and going to the new business that they just opened, one of them is going and is doing Netilat Yadayim. And his friend, it's halacha. His friend is looking at him, he hears Netilat Yadayim, he's looking, he sees his friend doing Netilat Yadayim, he's telling, what are you doing? Netilat Yadayim. So he's asking him, why are you doing Netilat Yadayim? We saw, it's for sure, there is no Hashem in the world. Why to do Netilat Yadayim? So he's telling him, he answered to him, you're right. But I cannot live without Netilat Yadayim. How can you not do Netilat Yadayim in the morning when you're waking up? Every person that started the tshuva process, three times in his life made Netilat Yadayim, one day after the other, in the third day, in the fourth day, he cannot stop doing Netilat Yadayim. It's craziness. You feel a certain heat. You disgust from your own hands. You have to do Netilat Yadayim. Every Baal tshuva feels that. You can go without Netilat Yadayim. You feel your hands are burning and you have to turn it off somehow. This is the proof that it's all true. Who can live without Hashem? Source of life, Chaya Chaim, can live without Hashem. Don't need even to think about it. It's so obvious that there is Hashem. That Hashem is with you, reviving you. Why it's so hard to think that they're going to be Tchiyat HaMetim, people going to reborn in the graves and going to come out from the graves and going to be alive. Why it's so hard when a woman, she becomes to be pregnant just because she been with a husband, it's more logic for you that suddenly she's got a baby in her stomach that is growing? Is it logic? Is it can be? That everything is so perfect. So perfect. Everything is so perfect. You have all of your needs. You have eyes, you have ears, you have a nose, you have a mouth. You have such an amazing machine working in a perfect way. Don't need to take it to no garage, nothing. One of the tzaddikim that passed away in the last year, his name was the Rav Rodriguez. He was living here in Abu Kharim, I think. In the last days, he was mamash, very, very strong in confidence and faith in Hashem Yitbarach. He was suffering that for days he couldn't eat, and he had horrible pains. And when you would ask him, how do you feel? He would say, Hashem Tov Umetiv. Hashem is good, and He's doing only good. This was his answer, always. And he was suffering horrible way that you can ever imagine. And they took him once to the hospital, and the ach, I say ach,
male nurse,
came to him to check his blood pressure. So he said, dvarim betelim, it's nothing. What are you doing? There is no connection between blood pressure to life, to the soul, to the neshama. Cancel things. How you said, Varim Betalim? Cancel things. Things. Waste of time. Waste of time. What?
Nothingness.
Nonsense. He wasn't speaking so much, but... Tzadikim, they have that ability to explain in one word. There's no connection. Kadosh Baruch Hu, He's the one that revives you. He's the one that gives you life. He's the one that gives you the wisdom. Ata chonen le'adam da'at. Chonenu mi'itcha chokhma bina v'da'at. Let us know that the wisdom is coming from you. Chonenu mi'itcha, from you. That we know that everything that we have is coming only from you. Rav Shalom said a person should be very brave to take that decision. To tell Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem, I don't want to accept nothing if I'm not praying on that thing before. Don't give me nothing without that I'm going to pray on that before. You should be very brave to say that to Hashem. But this is the truth. You want to enjoy from something that in the end you're going to pay for that? Or in this world, you're going to find a crack? Or in the world to come? You're going to be embarrassed? The punishment of shame, it's the worst punishment of them all in the world to come. Of shame. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to you, I forgive you. Don't worry. Enjoy. And you walking with your head down, know exactly what you've done in this lifetime. How you were wasting your time. How are you not serving Hashem like you could? Like you could. The Reshaim are crying. Why are they crying in the world to come? Because they see how it was easy to live a complete good life. By doing Sha'ayit Bodedut in a day. 1 hour. They're not going to judge you on a day that you've done Sha'ayit Bodedut. Can you deal with the trial in the world to come? That you're exempting yourself from Sha'ayit Bodedut? Where you have that courage to exempt yourself from Sha'ayit Bodedut? Can you stand in a trial? How are you going to answer? You're not going to remember your name in the world to come. What are you going to answer? They're going to ask you. Not on your avonot. On the way that you were keeping mitzvot, they're going to ask you. How you were learning Torah, if you were swallowing your saliva in the right way, that you're not going to cancel time while learning. It's a question of Judgment Day. Going to ask you on every action, on every thought, and on every word that you said in this world, they're going to judge you. Can you stand in a trial like that? I cannot. I know that I cannot. There is no doubt that I cannot. And now you have a solution. Rabbeinu said that by doing Sha'ayit Bodedut, judging yourself according to your ability, with your powers, with your memory, with your heart, like we started that you. With your heart. With your wisdom, with your Yetzer Hara during the Bodedut. Even just sitting and waiting and hoping for Hashem Yitbarach. Hoping to be able to talk, want to share, want to speak. On a day with a Hit Bodedut like that, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender promised that they're not going to open your book on your Avonot on that day. Not going to judge you. It's going to be Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender that's going to stand there to protect us. You have an answer. I'm asking Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender to stand for me. I'm asking Rabbi Nachman Ibresev to stand for me. I'm asking Rav Shalom Arush to stand for me. The one that taught me. They need to protect me. I fulfill my obligation. In a world like that, it's not a question why a person is not true. The question is, how can a person be a religious person, a kosher person? This is a question. How you survived? How you hold yourself to the Kedusha? Even after 10 years of tshuva, you can never imagine the trains of bad thoughts that a person can have after 10 and 20 and 30 years of tshuva. Suddenly, and you, Yetzer Hara, you grown. You achieved something in Kedusha. Kol ha-gadol mi-chavero yitzro gadol mi-meno the Yetzer Hara, Baruch Hashem, he's growing also. Rav Shalom said, the only Chassid Breslev that there is in this world is the Yetzer Hara. He is always, no despair in the world at all. Always happy and excited and running. And he's learning Likutei Moharan to have all of the answers to all of your questions. He's there for you. And you need to know not to talk to him at all. Not on the good and not on the bad. No arguments with Yetzirah. Just running to do good. Running to do Shah. Running to the mikveh. Running to the yeshiva. Running to look on good points that I have in my life. How lucky I am that I can spend my time with Hashem Yitbarach. Other people, what they're doing with their lives? They're spending their lives on nothing. On empty things. On empty things. On businesses. And on honor. You're going to respect me. No, he's going to this, he's going to that. No, I'm going to show him. Let's talk to him. Let's do this. Talking about people. It's all empty. It's all empty. Looking at people, thinking about people, hoping for people, being afraid from people. People are not exist. Enod milvado. It's all outfits of Hashem Yitbarach that he's hiding himself, that you're going to have a free choice if to believe in him or to go with your heart that is desiring and afraid and looking for honor. Every one of us, Bezrat Hashem, going to have that merit to dedicate that time, 1 hour every day, to beg, please, Bo Olam, help me not to forget you. Not to forget you for one moment of my life. To know that you are Ribon Al Kol HaMasim. You are doing everything. It wasn't me sinning. It wasn't me failing, Bo Olam. It's a lesson. Now my test is how I'm going to deal with it. Now my test is if I'm going to do tshuva on it. And gonna hope for your mercy. Gonna know for sure that you have enough mercy to fix even a sinner like me. Even a person like me that is failing so many times a day. You have mercy that is enough even for me. Even for the worst one. But Olam doesn't have enough mercy for the worst one. Thank you very much. Chazak uvarach. Thank you.